everyone and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast, season 2, episode 41. My name is Yuri Bilast and I'm your podcast host. And today we are joined by Fiona Adams, the commercial director at Collexion. I hope that I pronounce it right. And that's a leading NFT marketplace. Hi, Fiona. Congrats on making the list of most inspirational women of Web3 and the metaverse. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Yuri, for having me. It is such a pleasure to meet you. And thank you for the congratulations on the reward. It was very overwhelming to receive. And Sandy is such an amazing woman. And I'm so thrilled that she put me on her list to be one of the most inspired women in Web3.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, Sandy was also on my podcast and, you know, I followed her. I followed the list and I saw, okay, these women, I need to invite some of them for my show. And then I found you and thank you very much that you said yes. But for our listeners, Fiona, if they don't know you, let me give a short introduction. So guys, Fiona is a blockchain NFT evangelist with a passion for her work and a mission to be the best she can be every single day. With her strong belief in perseverance and hard work, Fiona has made a significant impact in the NFT and blockchain space. In her role at Collexion, Fiona has been instrumental in connecting digital artists and buyers, empowering creators with the tools they need to protect and sell their unique digital creations. Collexion is focused on offering a platform for player cards NFTs with great in-game utility, with every NFT on the platform digitally signed by the cricket players and permanently recorded and verified to the blockchain. That's for an introduction, but Fiona, to start with, can you share your journey into the world of blockchain and NFTs and what led you to become the commercial director at Collexion?
So my time in crypto actually goes back in 2015. That was the first time I ever heard about a cryptocurrency, and that was Ripple. But at that time, I was super young and I actually did not understand it. And that is probably one of my biggest regrets till day, that I did not understand cryptocurrency back then. So when I again got introduced around 2018, a friend of mine gave me some Bitcoin, and then I went in, I started studying cryptocurrencies and blockchain and educated myself. And that led me to come to Dubai, where I met my founder and CEO, Abe, who was at the time just start founding a Collexion. And I have been super fortunate to have been a part of Collexion the entire journey ever since the beginning. And every day I learn something new and not a single day is the same. And that is one of the charms about working in the Web3 space.
Yeah, exactly. I also, you know, we learn every day, but also the space is also moving. Always new things are happening, you know, new events, new technologies, new possibilities that come up. That's for me also exciting because new technologies, that's what I liked when social media came up. And now I like it because Web3 is there. But yeah, I said you are the commercial director, but we see here on the screen that you call yourself chief NFT officer. Yes. So what are the key responsibilities that you hold as an NFT, chief NFT officer in ensuring the success of Collexion?
So when I first got into the NFT space, it was still very, very early and not that many people understood or the meaning of digital art or non-fungible tokens. It was when CryptoPunks and Bored Ape Yacht Club was like booming. So we started at Collexion as NFT collectibles, and it was the one responsibility there was to educate people about NFTs. We quickly found out that NFT moved super, super fast, and the Indian market did not really adopt the collective market, like the collective NFT market, which is why we soon found out we need a utility. And as in India and a lot of other countries, the real money gaming and the play to earn mechanism has grown crazily. we found a like how to put together the real money game with the NFTs and created a Web3 real money gaming where you use your NFTs, and that is our game top one.
Okay. Yeah, it's exciting always hearing these stories where people are coming from and what they are doing. But how is this, in your opinion, how is the NFT marketplace landscape evolving, and what sets Collection apart from these other from other marketplaces?
So if we go back a few years, the biggest marketplace we had was OpenSea. That was the main place where everyone was trading. But we are now in a space where so many other marketplaces has come. We personally have our own marketplace and are collaborating with other NFT projects to all come together. That is one thing I have seen in the Web3 space. Everyone don't see each other as competition, but see how can we integrate with each other? How can we help each other? And that is one thing that I love about the Web3 community in general. So coming to this where we have so many new marketplaces, we also see a marketplace like Magic Eden, which I truly believe is going to become bigger than OpenSea. They have this whole thing, all these different change. We saw the other day, Utes made a bridging from the Solana chain to the Polygon chain within the same marketplace, which I think is going to be the future.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting to know that, because OpenSea at this moment is the one that we are all looking at, but there are other marketplaces that will arrive. And how do you see actually the future of marketing and then marketing and advertising being transformed by blockchain and NFT technology?
So because everything is on the blockchain, it's very easy to track users' data and user behavior. And that is a big advantage if you want to market, you want to tap into a certain type of people or gender or whatever you want to tap into. Mm-hmm. You can see everything on the blockchain. So normally back in Web2, you would put out something and hope it reached the right people. Here you can already scale all the other people away and just only target the right people straight away.
Yeah, because it's, and also people, they decide what they share, but if they share it, you know that they are open for it. Like you say, in this Web3 space, people are looking at it with an other view than in Web2. But of course, you are also a marketer, I guess. So how do you use Web3 marketing strategies to attract potential buyers and engage with your audience for Collection?
So we have done a lot of, we have all these cricketers signed with us.
Yeah.
We do marketing with them for their audience. We have some great, great partners, ecosystem partners like Polygon as well, and Biconomy, and their community and our community come together and then we grow.
Okay. It's about community, bringing communities together, actually, if I understand.
If you want to do really, really great in marketing, you need to have a very strong community, because these are the people that talk about you and kill your product without you doing anything.
Yeah, community is always important, but in Web3, even more, as I always say. And how can you make sure that, okay, you have a community, but that you make sure that it's a strong community? How do you foster a strong community, I would like to ask you?
So in our company's situation, we do a lot of giveaway. It's also when in the real money gaming, users come to play and to earn. And if you really want to engage them, then you need to give back.
Right.
It doesn't have to be money. You can give back, you know, I see a lot of people that do giveaways of other NFTs, you know, that is trending, or, you know, you can do parties. Bored Ape makes the best NFT parties for the NFT holders where they get together for concerts.
Yeah.
All these, you know, great things for the people to stay there and to talk about you.
Yeah, so make sure that the community is active and they can meet and that they can interact, and that's not like this, that communities or communities where nothing is happening. Like, that's always the risk when you start community. It's not so easy to really get it. And the examples that you give, yeah, if you can come together in parties or you can connect on, I'm, for instance, myself in a few communities also. I'm in the RISE community and I organized together with a few others events in a metaverse. So a few days ago, we did a metaverse event. We had a panel discussion actually about the different metaverses that exist. Some time ago, we did an AI art exhibition in the metaversal spatial. And then also a few times we did like this mini TED talk. So people give presentations. So that's really fun to connect with people in the community, because if not, you just see them on Discord, but it's not the same. And then as we discussed before, we started the recording, you know, people, you don't see people's face, you know, you don't know who they are. You don't talk with them. You don't hear them, but okay. Even in the metaverse, people use their avatars. But yeah, that's one of the communities that I'm in. And also for the jump community, we met in the metaverse. Yeah. So yeah, a lot of possibilities there. A lot of making, you know, building a community and really connecting with people. Because for me, I'm in Belgium. Most of the people in those communities are not in Belgium. So then it's a way to connect. So I agree completely. But also, Fiona, a lot of people that I see, you know, are not in Web3, or they are looking at Web3 and they are wondering, you know, what should we do? That's also the reason why I started this mastermind for people that entrepreneurs, marketers that want to jump into Web3. But what would be your advice for any entrepreneur, any marketer looking to enter the Web3 space and when it comes to NFTs or other Web3, I would say, examples?
So if I should recommend anything, I think it would be study it. A lot of people see, people make quick money from Bitcoin or from this, and then they tap into the market without actually understanding the blockchain technology, all the different layers of the technology in general. And I feel like that is something that you should sit down and really, really study it. Study your target audience. Who do you want to, you know, capture before you launch an NFT project? I was on a Twitter space yesterday with Brozo, which was a project that got launched on Magic Eden Polygon chain. And already this NFT project was not even launched yet. But the community they had on that space on Twitter was outstanding. They were all over the world. And they were already like, oh, I'm from England. I'm from London, like in London. Everyone that's there, let's meet up. And someone's like, oh, we in America, let's do a meetup. And this was before the mint was live. And then, of course, they minted out, public mint in 3 seconds. So, like, really figure out who's your audience. Build this great, great community. And whenever you launch your product, you don't have to, you can lean back and let them do everything for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the, you know, one of the things that can really make a success. Because if you don't have a community at the moment that you're launching something, you only have like an audience, or even worse, you don't have an audience, then you cannot have success. But if you have this audience and you can transform this audience in the community, then they are ready. They know you, they trust you. And then if you come with your NFT, of course, that's a good basis to have success. I completely agree. You talked about, these Twitter spaces or these new NFT projects, but what are some of the most interesting or innovative, if you want, NFT projects that you have come across and that stand out?
So I came across this project called Caledida, which is a movie that actually just got required by HBO. And it's completely financed by NFTs. Okay. And all the RISE capital is via these NFTs. And each of the NFT holders gets an access to the revenue of this movie.
Okay.
So that I found was like super innovative. They took something from, you know, just as simple as a movie and turned the whole movie into a Web3 project. That was very inspiring.
Yeah, that's an amazing example. And that's also something that everyone can understand and see happening, because and those people buying these NFTs are really a part of the project, and they can do it because perhaps they think it's an investment or they just want to support that movie. Yeah, I think that's a really great example. There, as we already said, so many things are happening in Web3 space. Like in 12 months, it's like so many things, like even in 1 month. How do you keep up to date with all these latest trends and with all these new developments in the Web3 and NFT space?
So I use Twitter a lot.
Okay.
See my screen time, it's more than 50% of my screen time is on Twitter. Twitter is the platform for Web3, along with Discord. Discord is also a really, really big platform for Web3 community or Web3 people in general. But I feel like on Twitter, it's like the newspaper of Web3. Anything that happens within seconds, it's on there. So you will always be up to date with anything that is going to happen at any time, just by following off it. You have to follow the right people, because otherwise you won't get it. But I feel like that is like a great place. And join Twitter spaces as well. I know we've talked about them, like join them. You learn so much from listening to all these OGs in crypto or in blockchain. They have so much knowledge and they gladly share it with everyone.
Yeah, right. You can participate. You can ask questions in those Twitter spaces. It's not like me for myself. I'm learning a lot by inviting people on my podcast. But if you don't have a podcast, you can just, you know, join these Twitter spaces. At the time when Clubhouse was a thing, I learned a lot on Clubhouse. Now I need to spend more time on Twitter spaces, but it's a good place, you know, to just interact, to make the right connections with people in the space and to get to know those people. Because as we already said, it's just a profile picture, even, you know, it's an avatar. You don't know who these people are. So if you can connect with them by just talking to them, I think that's a good thing.
That is the one thing Twitter space don't have. They don't have the video on the podcast. It becomes a little more personal, but they information wise, I feel like it's pretty much the same. But I understand if you like the whole podcast gives you a little bit more of intimacy, and you know, you get to get a face on someone that you wouldn't get.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, my podcast actually, so it's an audio version at the basis, but we have also the video version. If you listen to the podcast, you just hear a voice, like it is also on Twitter Spaces. But there is something I learned in listening to a voice instead of just seeing a video. You connect in a different way. I think maybe you pay more attention, or there is something happening. And I see this with these audio apps too, that you get to connect on another level, like you know those people. That's also a bit with the podcast. You listen to someone and it's like you know them a bit. So Fiona, if people want to know a bit more about you, you mentioned Twitter. Is that the place where people can best follow you or connect with you, as you already mentioned?
Yes, that is my main platform of connecting with all the people out there.
And what is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Farmgirl Crypto.
Okay, I will for sure put it in the show notes, as people know. So then people really need to know that it's you, because I guess there will be other people with your name, you know, on the internet. Like my name is quite unique, but yours, I think there are a few others.
Mine is a little common.
If people want to know more, because you mentioned your company collection and with these cricket players and so on, if people want to learn more about that, where would you like to send them to?
So we have our Twitter collection NFT.
Okay.
Where we post daily updates on not only what we do, but also what other people do. We had a big CK EVM launch the other day. that we will also post. So it's also a great place for everyone that just wants to get some general information in Web3. They can go and find us, and they're always welcome to send a DM as well. I will gladly reply.
Amazing. I will put those links in the show notes, of course. It's something that I learned today. We need to spend more time on Twitter if you want, you know, to learn stuff.
I'm sponsored by Elon Musk.
Yeah. You never know what is going to happen, but it's interesting to be there on the social media. Fiona, it was a pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So guys, again, an amazing guest that we had today, Fiona Adams. If you think that this episode is useful or interesting for people around you, and I'm sure it is, so feel free to share it with your friends, with your colleagues, with other entrepreneurs, with other marketers. Feel free to share this episode with them. If you are not subscribed yet to my podcast, please hit the subscribe button. And yeah, of course, I would like to see you back for the next podcast episode. Take care. Bye. Hey, don't worry if you missed anything. We took all the notes for you. Just go to web3.net. That's WEBDRIE.net. If you want to connect with me on social media, my Instagram and Twitter handles are Yuri Bilast, just like my name. And last but not least, I'm starting a Web3 marketing mastermind, and it will be awesome. If you want to have more information about this, just send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or send me an email to yuri@efficado.com. You will also find all details in the show notes. Thanks so much, and hope to see you back next time.